The report paints a rather tragic picture of the situation there. The delegation found that conditions in the camps in which these people are now being held are, quote, inhuman, with people living in the camps not knowing what the future holds. The delegation saw that whole families have to eke out the measly existence, as they put it, on rations handed out by NGOs and churches, and the government seems to be undermining service delivery rather than assuaging these people in their suffering. In the report, the Council of Churches also noted that the victims of Operation Mura and Botswana already were vulnerable, and the statement says that the church cannot sit idly by when leaders treat the people worse than animals. Whether the South African government itself is going to be appealed by the SACC on the basis of this report, that seems to be unclear at this stage. The Catholic bishops of Zimbabwe have tended to be quite divided in their response to the hardships that have been suffered by the people in that country. But they did put out a pastoral letter not too long ago in which they were quite unequivocal about the condemnation of the Operation Mura and Botswana, saying even that it cries out for the vengeance of God.